Since the state of Michigan started keeping track of electricity shutoffs in 2013, DTE Energy has cut the power of 1.4 million customers due to non-payment. Sarah Alvarez is the editor-in-chief of Outlier Media, one of our reporting partners. She tells WDET's Russ McNamara that there is still a lot to learn about why DTE is so quick to shut off power when other utilities in the state are more hesitant.
So I think there's this belief that, you know, because Detroit is in DTE's service area, that maybe the shutoffs are because people just really don't have any money. But we compared the two service areas in terms of income, and they have very similar rates of poverty. And we also compared in this work that I did with ProPublica, we also compared the two service areas as if they were the same size. So we compared the rate of shutoff, not just the number of shutoff. And DTE has shut off about 47% more people than Consumers Energy since 2013. And that number during the pandemic was about two times higher.
We know that outstate Michigan is a lot wider than Metro Detroit, the city of Detroit specifically. Is this an example, once again, of racial disparities coming into play?
I think that it is, in that it's a disparate impact, right? So one thing that we don't know that I think would be extremely helpful for everyone is to really understand exactly where these shutoffs are happening. But DTE has not been asked by the Michigan Public Service Commission to tell them or us by extension where the shutoffs are happening. So we just know that, like, the shutoffs happen in DTE's service area. We don't know which zip codes are most impacted. But what we do know is that DTE's service area has about three times as many Black customers as consumers. So it does have these high rates of shutoff do seem to have a disparate impact on Black communities. But we would need more data to really know that.
Do you see some of this as being a failure on the Michigan Public Service Commission as far as oversight, or do they not have enough teeth, I guess, to really regulate?
I see both. I think in terms of shutoffs that, yes, the Michigan Public Service Commission could certainly require more information from the utility companies. For example, they could ask, where are the shutoffs happening? How long are shutoffs happening? You know, how many people are being charged deposits to get turned back on, even when they're turned off for not having enough money? Those are questions that they could ask and that the utility companies would have to answer. In terms of how much utilities cost in Michigan, because the price is extremely high, Michigan is, you know, one of the most expensive states in the country in terms of electricity. So in terms of price, the Michigan Public Service Commission doesn't really have the ability to regulate just based on price. So when they're looking at, you know, should DTE get a rate increase or should consumers get a rate increase, they're not able to ask, could people afford to pay the new rates? They have to look at it from an investor perspective, almost, like, is what the utility company asking for, is that reasonable and prudent? And because these two companies are for-profit companies, that means that the profits to shareholders are baked into the rates. And of course, the shareholders definitely want to see a return on their investment always.
And is that kind of the problem with the utility system in the state of Michigan? A private company is always going to be looking for higher profits. The regular consumer be damned.
Well, I'm not sure if that's the problem or if it's just that, you know, the model for utilities, like the system that we use is from the very dawn of electricity, right? Like the system of for-profit companies providing this service in exchange for a monopoly is from the dawn of electricity. It's from the early 1900s. And now that we have more ways of producing electricity that are less expensive and cleaner, I think that a lot of people are asking, is this still the right way to do it? And there are reasons, you know, in terms of generation, like how the electricity gets to you, you know, over wires and whatever. There's a lot of safety reasons for one company having a monopoly. But a lot of people that I talked to are wondering if, in terms of how the electricity is generated, if it still makes sense for one company, and particularly a private company, to have a monopoly over that. The other thing that is important in Detroit is this concept of energy burden. And energy burden is a way to measure the price of electricity. It looks at like how much of your income as a household are you paying just toward utility bills. And experts largely agree that any energy burden over 6% is unaffordable. And one study that we cited in the article that was done in Detroit over the winter of 2020 had households in Detroit spending about 16% of their income just on utility costs. So that's a lot of your budget on an essential service that you need to be able to survive.
Yeah. Maybe it's worthwhile to take more of a public health standpoint and look at, you know, utility costs and stuff like that.
Well, that's certainly what happened with water, right?
Yeah.
The water shutoffs, I think, have been seen through this lens of, you know, a public health perspective and also a human rights perspective. And I do think it's important to note that water shutoffs are incredibly impactful for the people who are, you know, going without water, that the number of electricity shutoffs really dwarfs the number of water shutoffs. And people call into services like United Way's 211 line to ask for help with electric utilities far more often. It's like an order of magnitude larger than they call for water shutoffs. So it's a very prevalent issue that does not get a lot of discussion.
That's Sarah Alvarez, the editor-in-chief of Detroit-based Outlier Media, one of WDET's reporting partners. She spoke with WDET's Russ McNamara. You can find out more of the story at outliermedia.org. A note of disclosure, DTE Energy has been a financial supporter of WDET.